Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, author, and a variety of other things. This show is designed so that people would have a place to ask those questions about their lives that they haven't been able to figure out. Because when you are relying simply on your own mind, you're actually looking at a limited perspective based on what you've experienced in life. But when you are getting the answers from guidance, you are getting the answers from all of the answers out there in the universe. So it makes a huge difference, and it allows you to really see what it is that you are ready to let go of. So if you have questions about your life, if you've been trying to figure something out and it just isn't working, then by all means, give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. Alrighty, let's get to our callers now, and our first caller is from area code 256. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. This is Kimberly from Georgia.
Hello, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what's up with you today?
Well, I just came back home from Alabama, and I have a new job next year, and I just want to know just what do I need to know for the upcoming, like the next 3 months, or any information that, you know, can help me.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is they're saying you need to decide what's important in your life. What's important to you, not what's important to what you do for other people or anything like that. This is about you looking at you, recognizing what's important to you for your own growth, and letting that be a priority. It's about no longer putting other people first, putting other people's needs first, putting other people's expectations first. It's about actually being focused on yourself so that you can be the very best person that you can be and have the very best life that you can have. And they say that when you are in that energy and you are allowing yourself to matter, then the possibilities are limitless, and they're showing that your life really does get so much better than it ever has been, that you are happy and successful, and you're surrounded by these wonderful people who love you, and just see how amazing you truly are. And that's what they're showing me.
Okay.
Okay. How does that sound to you?
That sounds good, because I'm, in fact, I'm on that path now, scheduling some time for myself for self-care, because I am, my 21-year-old son still lives with me, and he goes to work, and he also goes to school, but I'm still, you know, like physically still helping him. And it's just sometimes it wears on me a bit, because I desire for him to live on campus. And he left one school and came to another, but he doesn't have a car right now, and we're working on that. But it's like I'm still mothering him, when I would love for him to get on someone's campus and try to figure it out on his own. And it's almost like I'm taking care of a 15-year-old or a 16-year-old, because I have to make him iron his clothes still, or I'm still helping him do that. And it's just, it's kind of wearing on me right now.
So what would happen if you stopped, if you let him be himself and look however he chooses to look? Could you do
nothing.
That?
I guess I still have something to say. I mean, I guess I could just stop it, but I guess I'm accustomed to just mothering, I guess, if that's the term. But I don't know.
Okay, so what they're saying is that when you look at him, you know, in the morning when he's getting ready and you're getting ready, instead of telling him what he should do, simply say to yourself, I accept him exactly as he is. And then just do what you need to do. And don't tell him anything. Don't remind him of anything. Don't, you know, none of that stuff. Let him be himself. And you keep your nose out of it. Which I know I'm asking a mother not to mother, but he's 21. You know, you got to stop eventually. If you don't, he's going to be, you know, 52, and you're going to be calling him up every day. Did you iron your shirt this morning before you went to work? That's not what you want to be doing.
No, it's not. It's not. And I'm just searching through my mind of, you know, how can I do it if he's still here with me? Because even when I'm attempting to give him wisdom, and I suggest, I don't attempt to tell him what to do, it's almost like I don't know what I'm talking about. And I just, I don't know. Because I figured things out on my own when I was on campus. Because my mom wasn't, you know, I wasn't staying with my mom. And I was just different.
So just let him be who he is being. Accept
okay.
him exactly as he is. And if that little voice says you should tell him, whatever it is, the little voice says you should tell him, don't do it. Now, if he asks you something, then answer him. But if he doesn't ask,
okay.
be quiet.
Okay.
And that's as much for you as it is for him. Because you've got to get out of that habit of being mommy.
I know. I know. And I'm really attempting. But it's a little challenging when he's still in the home.
Okay, so Repeat after me. Dear innate, I release the challenge.
Dear innate, I release the challenge.
Dear innate, I release the need to mother my son.
Dear innate, I release the need to mother my son.
Dear innate, I accept my son exactly as he is.
Dear innate, I accept my son exactly how he is.
Dear innate, I give my son the freedom and space to make his own choices.
Dear innate, I give my son the freedom and space to make his own choices.
Dear innate, I give myself the freedom to live my own life.
Dear innate, I give myself the freedom to live my own life.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Better. I was agitated before.
Well, they're telling me that you've raised a wonderful son, so you don't need to be worried about it. Now, he's going to make some stupid mistakes because he's 21 and he doesn't really know anything, but that's okay. Just let it happen. That's how he learns.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. You're going to stick by your guns now and pay attention to your own life?
Yep. Yes, I am.
Good.
I am. Thank you. I really needed that because I was just, you know how the mind starts to go and I'm like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and he's not going to, you know. So I'm just going to let it go and let him be.
Good. Well,
yeah.
Wonderful. Well, now you get to enjoy your life, see?
Thanks.
Well, let me know how it goes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I needed that. Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
You're
oh,
welcome.
I feel so much better. Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. Well, find something fun to do today.
I am. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. And our next caller is from area code 772. Hi.
Hello. This is Jim. Hello.
You said Jim?
Jim.
And what can I do for you today?
I am in a position that I have a health issue, but I do believe that all the health issues anyways come from a higher level, spiritual or emotional. And I know that my emotions have been out of center for a long time. And so this issue turned out, and I have decided to go with the spiritual healing solution. And I guess I just wanted to find out what messages are there for me about this.
What I'm getting is that there's something that you worry about. What do you
mm-hmm.
worry about?
I worry that that maybe I'm not enough to heal myself. That I need something else that I don't know what it is.
Okay. So we are going to do some of those dear innate statements, which are going to let you let go of some of that worry, some of that heaviness that's on you. That's
okay.
Why it's got this huge weight on you, and you really don't need it. So I want you to repeat what I say, okay?
Okay.
Dear innate, I release the worry.
I'm sorry. Dear innate, I'm really sorry.
Dear innate, I release the worry.
Dear innate, I release the worry.
Dear innate, I trust in God.
Dear innate, I trust in God.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how this is going to work, I trust.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how this is going to work, I trust.
Dear innate, God loves me.
Oh, sorry, I didn't understand.
Dear innate, God loves me.
Dear innate, God loves me.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to let go.
Dear innate, give me space for me to let go.
Dear innate, I choose to live.
Dear innate, I choose to love.
Okay, I want you to take a nice deep breath. Tell me how that feels.
Yeah, a bit better. Yeah. Just this fear, this, yeah, like I'm doing healing and I see that there is a lot of progress, and I have talked to a medical intuitive who's helping me and a friend of mine who's a healer, and I'm doing my work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I feel like everything is working, that everything is okay, and then I start worrying so much and getting so anxious. And
okay.
And feeling out of center.
Let's clear up a little more of this this stuff that's whirling around in your head. Okay.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release the habit of worry.
Dear innate, I release the habit of worry.
Dear innate, I release the habit of fear.
Dear innate, I release the habit of fear.
Dear innate, I release the habit of sickness.
Dear innate, I release the habit of sickness.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to be healthy.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to be healthy.
Dear innate, I disconnect from the past.
Dear innate, I disconnect from the past.
Dear innate, I am creating a better life.
Dear innate, I am creating a better life.
Dear innate, I am good enough to live.
Dear innate, I am good enough to live.
Dear innate, I deserve better.
Dear innate, I deserve better.
Dear innate, I can do this.
Dear innate, I can do this.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Better. It feels better. It feels like, yeah, that I continue working. But I guess the fear, the level of the fear or whatever is there is that, how do I know this is working? Like, I need someone else to tell me that it is working. You know, like somebody else to validate it, to confirm it. And And so that's another source of anxiety. And then I start looking for somebody else to validate me. Like, am I okay? Is this okay? Am I doing okay? Am I already healed? And, of course, sends me back to that space, you know.
Right. Okay, let's do a few more statements.
Okay.
Dear Innate, I know that I am healed.
Dear Innate, I know that I am healed.
Dear Innate, I listen to my heart.
Dear Innate, I listen to my heart.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear Innate, I trust in myself.
Dear Innate, I trust in myself.
Dear Innate, I make the best decisions.
Dear Innate, I make the best decisions.
Dear Innate, I create the best life.
Dear Innate, I create the best life.
Dear Innate, the answers are always inside of me.
Dear Innate, the answers are always inside of me.
Dear Innate, I know I have value.
Dear Innate, I know I have value.
Dear Innate, I deserve a wonderful life.
Dear Innate, I deserve a wonderful life.
And take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Better. Yeah. And I have this medical intuitive that I work with, that I was working with, and I think that I may still need his help, but I need to also, like, trust what I'm doing, you know what I mean? And I think that what I'm doing is working, but because I'm not certain, even though I may be certain, so that starts, like, you know, moving, like, okay, is it not working? But I know it is working. I already know that it is working, you know?
It is working, and they're showing me that you are going to be 100% healthy. So,
thank you.
You know, when these fears and worries come up, just say, Dear Innate, I release the fear. Dear Innate, I release the worry. And say that as many times as you need to bring yourself back to that state of peace.
Okay.
And that way
and
you're not
you.
Allowing the fear to grow. Okay, go ahead.
One question is this. This is, I guess, a life-changing question for me, that I'm in that quest of finding that answer, that do I need to keep going to the past to heal more things before I can fully heal? Like, do I need to keep healing things, that traumas and issues that I had that I know affected me, that I know that they may still be affecting me, or if I don't do that, can I still heal without having to go through the past anymore? You know, can I empower myself in the present to heal, knowing that it's safe not to have to go to the past, or am I denying that I have to still go to the past, you know, if I move forward but without looking at the past and healing more stuff, they are still going to be there and they're going to hurt me. So
you can start saying things like, Dear Innate, I release the past. And just let
Dear
it all
innate.
Go so it's no longer staying with you.
Okay.
And you can say that as often as you want to. If things are coming up from the past and you're thinking about them, you can just say, dear innate, I release, and whatever it is you're thinking about, just release that. And you may have to release it several times before you can really let it go, because sometimes we hang on to things, even though it doesn't do us any good, we still hang on to things. Mm-hmm. And they're showing that that's something that you've kind of gotten into the habit of, believing that you have to go through the past and fix every little thing that ever happened, and you don't. If something pops into your mind, you can just say, dear Renata, I release whatever it is that's popped into your mind. Start letting
stuff
go. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't need to figure it out. You don't need to analyze it. You don't need to beat yourself up about it. Let it go.
And don't I have to heal it? Or can I just release it and let God heal it? Or
when you release it, you are healing it.
Oh. Okay, so just releasing it means healing. I don't have to dive into it and, you know, journal 400 pages about it and therapy.
No.
No, believe me, I do that. That's my life. My life is digesting the past, and it's taking me to now where I am in my health issues because of that. I am certain that is one of the main reasons. And
yeah,
so
you've just got to release it, and just keep releasing.
So releasing it is healing it. I don't have.
Yes.
That is a healer. When I release the past, I'm actually healing the past.
Yes.
Wow, I never knew that.
All of the energy connected with it. And it's all of that energy that's connected with it that's causing you problems. So when you're releasing that energy, then it's no longer a problem.
I release the past. So when I get all those things of the list of 350,000 things that I still have to work through and heal and clear and analyze, so I can just say, I release this. And I'm releasing it to God. And God is taking care of it. And that is a healing.
Yeah.
I don't have to do any more work.
No. Make it easy. Make it simple. And if you've written the stuff down, then just go through the list. And just, dear innate, I release, dear innate, I release. And let it all go. And then once you've released it all, burn the pages. You don't even need the list. I mean, let it go for real.
Okay, yes. And is there any answer to, like, I want to do more, I don't know if I need or not, or it's just because of my own insecurity, whatever, to continue, you know, doing more sessions with this medical intuitive.
If you feel in your heart that that's something that you need to do, then go ahead and do it. If it's not coming from your heart, now, I did not say if your mind is saying you need to do it, because I'm not telling you to listen to your mind. I'm telling you to listen to your heart. So check in with your heart.
Okay.
And if your heart says you need to work with them, then work with them. But if your heart says you don't need to work with them, listen to your heart.
Okay, and do you see anything, any messages or anything about my heart chakra?
I'm getting some more statements, so let's do those and see.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to be about your heart chakra or not. Okay. Dear innate, I have clarity.
Dear innate, I have clarity.
Dear innate, I understand what is important in my life.
Dear innate, I understand what is important in my life.
Dear innate, I love and honor myself.
Dear innate, I love and honor myself.
Dear innate, no one has power over me.
Dear innate, no one has power over me.
Dear innate, I make my own choices?
During Nate, I make my own choices.
During Nate, it is safe for me to let go.
During Nate, it is safe for me to let go.
During Nate, I open my heart to loving myself.
During Nate, I open my heart to loving myself.
You take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Yeah, that feels better. And it's like there is that sort of I don't know. That word is very charged for me, but it's like an emptiness in terms of my purpose. And like I look and like I ask, and it's almost like, do I know? And I get like, maybe this is my purpose, but is it really? And or maybe that is, or maybe this is, or why isn't it clear? And I think that...
Okay. Then let's just go ahead and do a statement now to help with that. Dear Nate, I live my purpose.
Dear Nate, I live my purpose.
Take a nice deep breath. Right. All kinds of things are disentangling now. How does it feel?
Yeah. I want to go back to that soft joy of the aliveness, you know? There.
Yeah.
The playfulness of just
to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you just have to let all that other crap go. That's why releasing all of that is... It allows you to move into the joy, into the love, into your true life. All of that other stuff is just clutter. You know, mm-hmm. It's like you're cleaning out the closet. You're taking out the clutter and giving it away, throwing it in the trash, doing whatever you want to do to it, because you know it doesn't serve a purpose for you anymore. So release all of that clutter, so that you can have the clarity to live your life. And your life is supposed to be wonderful. It really is. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
You are welcome, sweetheart.
Thank you, Barbara. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Okay, and our next caller is from area code 415.
Hi,
hey,
it's Blair.
Hey.
I was doing those Dear Nates because she was bringing up some stuff that's been going on for me, so that was good.
Wonderful.
Yes, can you hear me okay? I'm calling you from a different way.
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, cool. So I kind of have a little bit of a list as I was waiting on hold here, but where should I start? I was doing really well for quite some time. I would say maybe a month or two of just being really positive about the changes that I was doing and how I was contacting all these different horse people and being led to different horse stables. And I had a little dip of maybe 24 hours of frustration. I know I should just get over it because it's already gone, but I still don't really understand. So I've been like reaching out to like a lot of different people, and also Spirit's just been saying like, let them contact you, let them. So rather than following up like I used to, like I'm just kind of securing more within myself and knowing my value and just letting people contact me, know that this is going to happen. But what happens is the credit card bill is bothering me, and it has been maybe a month since I received some like solid money. And I don't know if it's been that long, but it just feels like a while. And I just, the credit card thing bothers me, which links into like having to do with my parents. And, you know, I emailed them a couple of months ago saying that when it was time for my lease to renew, that I was going to take it over, or I was going to move out. And I'm just, that happens in September, and I just feel it creeping up, and I'm just sort of already building up these stories and despising the idea of having to talk to them and tell them like, hey, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. And it's just that disappointment again of like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, I know that's like very harsh, but for years I've been doing my business and it hasn't ever fully financially supported me. And that was where I would have a majority of the fights with my parents about. And I'm sort of like agreeing with them of like, something is wrong with what I'm doing. And I know that the doubt is a factor, so I'm clearing that up, like my vibration, but I still can't seem to understand, like, dude, what is the issue? Like, this has been years. Like, and so I just, so that's where my little dip of the 24 hours was like, sort of, what's wrong with you? Or like, how can I fix this? Or like, why for so long? Like, there's just, you know, I was doing the DR8s, like the clearing the shame. There's just like so much shame and upset. I mean, even I'm like a little bit emotional just sharing it. It's just, I've worked on this so much. It's just, it's embarrassing. Yes, the problem is me. Like, I just can't figure it out, you know? And it's like, well, stop trying to figure it out. Just stay positive or whatever. But I've been doing that for the last couple of months. Spirit's been guiding me. And yes, I'm feeling much better. So that is, and wonderful things have been happening. Like, I've been letting my life expand. And with that said, it's been stuff that I've been doing. Like, I'm the one who went to go test drive that car. I'm the one who went to go look at houses. I'm the one who's getting ready to move into my house. And it just also, it feels like, this is like, these are like pipes. Like, who am I, the house? Like, I found some houses that I like, and they're in the $1 million range. Like, I just feel like, God, you're fucking nuts. Like, I know that's how you see, but it's just, like, I can't even bring in money on a consistent basis. So I just, there's just a lot of that. There's a lot of stuff there.
Okay. So,
are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Dear Innate, I am enough.
Dear Innate, I am enough.
Dear Innate, my life is enough.
Dear Innate, my life is enough.
Dear Innate, I am doing enough.
These are like protests. Like, deep breaths. That's what I've been telling myself. I'm doing enough. You can relax. It's working out. And it's like, no, it hasn't been fucking working out. Dear Innate, I am doing enough. Dear Innate, I am enough. Dear Innate, I have enough.
Dear Innate, I am being enough.
Oh, I feel it like right in my throat. Dear Innate, I am being enough.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to stop punishing myself.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to stop punishing myself.
Dear Innate, I allow my life to move forward.
Dear Innate, I allow my life to move forward.
Dear Innate, I release money.
Dear Innate, I release money.
Kiranate, I released having a home.
Kiranate, I released having a home.
Kiranate, I release marriage.
Kiranate, I release marriage.
Kiranate, I release children.
Kiranate, I release children. Kiranate, I release the fear of being homeless again.
Kiranate, I release all ties to the past.
Kiranate, I release all ties to the past.
Kiranate, I release the need to struggle.
Kiranate, I release the need to struggle.
Kiranate, I release the belief that I can't do it.
Kiranate, I release the belief that I can't do it.
Kiranate, I release the need to be perfect.
Kiranate, I release the belief that I have to be perfect.
Kiranate, I release the need to prove my value.
Kiranate, I release the need to prove my value.
Kiranate, I am good enough.
Kiranate, I am good enough.
Kiranate, it is safe for me to have enough.
Kiranate, it is safe for me to have enough.
Kiranate, I receive money.
Kiranate, I receive money.
Kiranate, money flows to me no matter what I do.
Kiranate, money flows to me no matter what I do.
Kiranate, money flows to me no matter what I don't do.
Kiranate, money flows to me no matter what I don't do.
Kiranate, money is a natural part of my life.
Kiranate, money is a natural part of my life.
Kiranate, I receive money simply because I receive money.
Kiranate, I receive money simply because I receive money.
Kiranate, money is not based on the work that I do.
Kiranate, money is not based on the work that I do.
Kiranate, I am always provided for.
Kiranate, I am always provided for.
Kiranate, I always have enough.
Kiranate, I always have enough.
Kiranate, the world is full of abundance and I receive.
Kiranate, the world is full of abundance, and I receive.
Kiranate, I have clarity about the opportunities in my life.
That's the thing. I don't think I have any opportunities right now. Kiranate, I have clarity about the opportunities in my life.
Kiranate, I am open to having opportunities.
Kiranate, I am open to having opportunities.
Kiranate, I am open to seeing my opportunities.
Kiranate, I am open to seeing my opportunities.
Kiranate, there is an abundance of opportunities for me.
Kiranate, there is an abundance of opportunities for me.
Kiranate, I release the need to put obstacles in my life.
Kiranate, I release the need to put obstacles in my life.
Kiranate, I release the resistance to my own greatness.
Kiranate, I release the resistance to my own greatness.
Kiranate, I release the resistance to my own prosperity.
Kiranate, I release the resistance to my own prosperity.
Kiranate, I release the stories that I create.
Dear Nate, I release the stories that I create.
Dear Nate, I give myself the freedom to live in the moment.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to live in the moment.
Dear Nate, I give myself the freedom to live my life.
Dear Nate, I give myself the freedom to live my life.
Dear Nate, I just let go.
Dear Nate, I just let go.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I completely let go.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I can safely let go.
Dear Nate, even though I don't want to, I let go.
Dear Nate, even though I don't want to, I let go.
Dear Nate, even though I'm afraid to, I let go.
Dear Nate, even though I'm afraid to, I let go.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Well, when you're saying the things and I'm repeating them, I also keep saying in my head, like, this does not work. And I know it's like, well, then will I call? But it's just, that's what comes up.
Okay. Dear Nate, even though this does not work, I let go.
Dear Nate, even though this does not work, I let go.
Dear Nate, even though my brain doesn't believe any of this, I let go.
Dear Nate, even though my brain doesn't believe any of this, I let go.
Dear Nate, even though my brain runs my life, I let go.
Dear Nate, even though my brain runs my life, I let go.
Dear Nate, even though this is a complete and utter waste of time, I let go.
Dear Nate, even though this is complete bullshit and an utter waste of time, I let go.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, they're showing me an image of you getting out of that little hamster wheel that you run in and run in and run in and run in. It's like you actually got out. How do you feel?
Where am I going to go now?
You don't have to go anywhere.
Run wild with the horses. So I am in... I end up getting in a lot of confusion about Facebook and just like my place in this world, because there's a couple of different like missions I have running, going on, and you know, I follow the flow as far as like I post on what I'm feeling called to post on. And I know it's like, just keep it simple like that. But, well, I guess it's like my mind is sort of like, dude, you're not like gaining any traction with any sort of client demo, like clientele, because like 1 minute you're talking to like Indigo and about doing your divine mission, and then the next minute you're talking about whatever family issues, and then another minute you're talking about dogs. And it's sort of like, well, let me just follow that, you know, because it's all related anyway, and that is my brand. My brand is just posting about whatever I want to. Like, they all have common themes. But, like, then it sort of runs into other things. Like, so it's that issue about, like, well, no wonder you're not gaining any traction with any sort of clientele. And two, it's part of me doesn't want to post or post so much. The other part of me thinks that maybe I'm addicted to how often I post. Then the other part of me uses it as a form of like self-expression. And then the other part of me says, well, it shouldn't be used for that. It should be used for business. And then I make offers. Then there's the part of me that doesn't feel like making offers on my page because, hey, people are not idiots. And if they want to find out who I am or what I offer, they can just go to my link. I have my website listed. And I also think that that's the way of the 5D. I heard someone talking about this too, that he can't tell people to go do something because it's a form. Like this was sort of resonating with me. And then I happened to watch a video about this guy talking about his, like he's in 5D already. So he was talking about his life on, you know, he just said that like, you know, money's always provided for you in 5D. You never have to worry about money again. It just always comes. And of course, it's like a very sexy concept. And of course, I just want to be there rather than like dangling back and forth or whatever the case is. And it's been in my mind for a while that like, I don't want to insert any control in anybody. So I know I'm just like offering my services. Like, so like you don't say like, oh, you can make a donation or like go to my site. Although, yeah, you do say go to my site sometimes. But like I always tend to think when I see someone not posting their website at all or not saying what they have to offer at all, I used to always think that that was bad marketing. And I think a part of me still thinks that too. But then the other part of me is like, you just naturally become curious if you're listening to someone and then they'll go to the site and if they feel, I don't know. So I'm like all confused about that. And then like I go to make, sometimes I do make offers on my page and I haven't had anybody take me up on anything on there. And then it's like, oh my God, this is like such a complete waste. And then it's also like, how come a lot of people are able to make money off of Facebook, you know, from their clientele on there. So how do I get in that loop? So it's just all these things going on.
Okay. Yeah. Dear Renate, I release Facebook.
Dear Renate, and that's the other thing too. I don't want to be empowering people for free. And maybe that sounds shitty to you or whoever's listening, but I really don't care. I don't want to be doing this stuff for free. I want to be honored for the work that I do. So also on one hand, I like sharing. I think the posts that I like doing are just about my life, but then it's sort of like, well, that's sort of quote, not 5D because that should be about the collective and not about just about you. But you know, not like not self-serving type of thing. So, you know, I want people to come in the proper way, pay me so that it's like, okay, all right, yes, I'm helping you. And otherwise it's a dishonoring of me. It makes me angry. I'm sorry. I can't be this. For some people, maybe that's the saintly way. Maybe that's the way for you or whatever, but I don't feel like that is, and I see other people who do that too, but I feel like for me, the journey is all about being valued. But then I also don't want to be sitting around doing like nothing. So, okay. Dear Renate, I release Facebook.
Dear Renate, I release the importance of Facebook.
You know, if I'm not doing Facebook, how the hell am I getting in touch with people? And it's like, well, they're naturally drawn to you, but how? Okay. Dear Renate, I release the importance of Facebook. Like part of me wants to have nothing to do with it. Like I deleted my profile many years ago. And like I mean, I wouldn't do that because I'm not in destroy mode anymore. And I used to do that a lot. So I'm not doing that. But Dear Renate, I release the importance of Facebook.
Dear Renate, I release the overwhelm of Facebook.
deurinate, I release the overwhelm of social media.
Deurinate, my value is not determined by money.
Deurinate, my value is not determined by money.
Deurinate, I am valuable.
Deurinate, I am valuable.
Deurinate, I am always receiving.
Deurinate, I am always receiving.
Deurinate, I share from my heart.
Deurinate, I share from my heart.
Deurinate, sharing is never a waste of my time.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Deurinate, sharing is never a waste of time or energy.
Deurinate, I do what my heart guides me to do.
Deurinate, I do what my heart guides me to do.
Deurinate, I release the need to analyze everything to death.
Deurinate, I release the need to analyze everything to death.
Deurinate, I release the need to be like other people.
Deurinate, I release the need to be like other people.
Deurinate, I release the need to compare myself to other people.
Deurinate, I release the need to compare myself to other people.
Deurinate, I release the pressure of getting it right.
Deurinate, I release the pressure of getting it right.
Deurinate, I give myself permission to be.
Deurinate, I give myself permission to be.
Deurinate, I extend my offers with love.
Deurinate, I extend my offers with love.
Deurinate, I attract the people who are right to work with me.
Deurinate, I attract the people who are right to work with me.
Deurinate, I allow myself to be seen.
Deurinate, I allow myself to be seen.
Deurinate, I allow myself to be valued.
Deurinate, I allow myself to be valued.
Deurinate, I am always enough.
Deurinate, I am always enough.
Deurinate, even though this goes against everything I believe, I still allow myself to change.
Deurinate, even though this goes against everything I believe, I allow myself to change.
Deurinate, I let go.
Deurinate, I let go.
Deurinate, I let go of the judgment.
Deurinate, I let go of the judgment.
Deurinate, I let go of the frustration.
Deurinate, I let go of the frustration.
Deurinate, I let go of the proof that this doesn't work.
Deurinate, I let go of the proof that this doesn't work.
Deurinate, I let go of the stress.
Deurinate, I let go of the stress.
Deurinate, I let go of the whole idea that I need to meet some criteria.
Deurinate, I let go of the whole idea that I need to meet some sort of criteria.
Deurinate, I let go of my life.
I hate my life, so I'm happy to let go of it. Deurinate, I let go of my life.
Deurinate, I let go of the hatred.
Journey, I let go of the hatred.
Journey, I let go of the unfulfillment.
Journey, I let go of the unfulfillment.
Journey, I let go of not being loved.
Journey, I let go of not being loved.
Journey, I let go of not being valued.
Journey, I let go of not being valued.
Journey, I let go of not being appreciated.
Journey, I let go of not being appreciated.
Journey, I let go of the failure.
Journey, I let go of the failure.
Journey, I let go of the burden.
Journey, I let go of the burden.
Journey, I let go of not knowing.
Journey, I let go of not knowing. Journey, I let go of never having.
Journey, I release it all.
Journey, I release it all.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Well, my throat is bothering me, my thyroid, and I just feel sad and heartbroken and annoyed. I'm just tired of all of this. I'm tired of making phone calls to you. I'm tired of, you know, I've been doing a lot of EFT. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of meditating. I'm tired of the fucking spiritual practices. I'm working on healing myself. I've been working with a healer since 2007. That's 12 years. And I go hard at this. It wasn't like I've been like casually doing this shit for 12 years. And it's like, there are people that are like way more fucked up than me, and they have the things that I want. So I know it's like you never know what's going on with somebody or what, but it's like the same shit, different day. Even though I get hyped up about stuff, I've been much better. I haven't been going into this darkness that clearly is coming up now again. It's like, and it's like, well, then just stop doing that. That is the thing that's stopping you. But it's like, you know, it's another summer that I'm like doing it by myself, that I was going to fireworks by myself, that I like, I'm still sitting in my apartment by myself. I'm still on fucking food stamps. Like, my birthday's coming up again. It's like, it's just the same shit, just another year. And it's like, you're in a fucking delusion to think that these things are changing. And, you know, the one thing, too, is, like, I was guided to put up this program that I did years ago that was, like, following a healing process that I was doing and how things were shifting for me. And that program I did in, it's like kind of like your following journal prompts type of thing. And I did that in 2010 or 12. And I think, okay, that was 9 years ago. I have to go back and read through this, some of the stuff. But I've been resisting it for like a week now because I'm like, dude, my life has not changed since then. Like, I thought I was going to go on and do great things after that. Like, how could I put that up in integrity? Like, what am I helping people walk through? Like, it's been like fucking 9 years. So it's like, why? It's like, why was that? I know that I help people with healing, and yes, it's great. I'm able to help people go deep, and yes, my work is so powerful, and I love it, and yes, that's on my good days. But it's like, just this. Like, I just, everything just goes back to healing, 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 you know? It's, I want to go do things with my life. I want to be helping people. I want to have, like, a following that is active and wants to do stuff and has money to do stuff. I want to plan a retreat. I just feel like I, how am I supposed to do any of this stuff when I have, it's like no different than it was years ago. I'm talking about physical stuff.
And what they keep saying to me while you're saying all of this is that you need to release the pressure. It's like you've put yourself under all of this pressure. You have this enormous pressure on yourself, and it's all self-imposed. And because of all of this pressure, there's no way you can succeed, because you can't get past the pressure. And the pressure is not actually bringing the things that you desire into your life. In fact, it's mostly just pushing things away from you because you have all this pressure. You need to let go of the pressure. And then there's a part of you that's saying, even while I'm saying this, no, I can't let go of the pressure. If I let go of the pressure, then I'll never do anything and my life will never amount to a hill of beans and blah, 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 blah. Boy, that part of you likes to talk. You've got to let go of the pressure.
That's what I did. Like, that's what I was doing for, like, maybe the last, I guess it's been a month, because that was, like, around Memorial Day when I took the car for a test run, and I was, like, really, like, just letting myself, like, fly high. I was, like, I'm just going to hang out, you know, and I did stuff, like, as I was guided to, but most of my days are just, like, I literally wake up in that moment, it's, like, not what am I going to do today. It's like, what do you want to do right now? And then I go do that. And then it's like, okay, hey, maybe you're being a little bit lazy by sitting around watching TV. What do you want to go do? And it's like, oh, well, I feel like going for a power walk. And it's like, I just do things in that moment. So I have been like really allowing myself to like enjoy and like live in that whole idea that I am enough and that like money just comes to me, however, and just releasing the pressure. And I guess, again, it's been a month and, you know, things clock in and it's like, well, I don't know if this is really working. It's been a month and you haven't received any money. And, you know,
and you start putting the pressure back on yourself.
Right. Well, how are you supposed to know if something's working? I mean, if you're hanging around all day and yes, I'm spending money every day because it's just my life. Like, so it's, I mean, granted, I was having a lot of fun. I was in my imagination a lot. I was like hanging around horse stables a nice amount. Like, you know, it was fun. Going to look at houses, like, yeah, these things are fun and they're helping move me forward. I see how they're helping raise my vibration and like focus myself. And then, yeah, so fine. A month goes by and yeah, that pressure, lockdown comes.
Yeah. One of the things they're saying is that when you are in that energy of living in the moment and you are having fun, allow yourself to express gratitude for it. And don't express anything else. And if you find yourself looking at the calendar thinking, it's been a month, what does immediately let that thought go? Do not go down that path. Stay in the moment. Stay in the gratitude. Stay in the freedom. It is the only way that you will experience the changes. Because every time you jump back into that judging of yourself, putting the pressure back on, you undo the good that you've been doing. You're learning to open your heart and to actually just be. You're learning to accept that everything is okay. but it can't happen if you won't let go. And if you keep going back to the way you used to be, the stories you used to tell, then you're just keeping yourself from experiencing the freedom that is there for you right now. So if you are talking to yourself about it, arguing with yourself about it, fussing with yourself about it, you're undoing what you've done.
I know that. I mean, it sucks you in. Like, it really, it's like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Go do something else. No, I don't know. I just don't feel good. I feel tired. I have no energy. It's like this darkness. Like, that's what it is. It's dark. It's dark energy. It's dark entities that just start taking you down. And it's like, I know I'm not powerless to it, but I was just going through it again that last 24 hours or whatever.
You can immediately start saying, "Dear Renate, I release the darkness." And just
keep saying it
until you feel the peace. And once you feel the peace, then go ahead and do the things that feel peaceful. Don't think about it. Don't worry about it. Don't go, "Oh, I can't get rid of it." Just keep saying it until it's gone. It's not something you need to discuss. It's something that you are being.
So as much as there's the fear of my parents, and I know that that's an old fear, but they still do have a say in my life because of money. And this is something that I've been like working to clear up for a long time, the control stuff. And even though I don't want to put pressure or a timeline on it, it does come, it is going to come around to be September. And that's when like that's the judgment day, you know, of like, okay, Blair. And again, well, we're totally in our right to say that you're a fuck up. And like, I'm like, well, I co-sign on that.
Okay. Say, "Dear Renate, I release the fear." Because every time you start talking about it, you are developing the story. You are feeding the story. You are empowering the story. You don't want to live the story, so stop feeding it and start letting go. And release the fear. And you can start saying things like, "Dear Renate, I know my parents love me," because your parents do love you. And they want you to be a success. And they will do anything for you.
And they have. And I feel bad about that. It's like, enough already.
Release the fear. Release the obligation. Release all of that negativity that you hang on to. Let it go. Even though it doesn't make sense, let it go. Even though you don't feel it, let it go. In order for your life to change, you have to change. And you have to let go of all of this garbage that you hang on to, all of this pressure that you put on yourself. Because every time you bring it back up, you undermine what you truly desire. So get in the habit of letting go. Even if it doesn't make sense, let it go anyway. Even if you think it's not working, let it go anyway.
Can I hear something positive from you or from them as far as being on this path for fucking 12 years plus? Can we just end on a positive note?
Yeah. I will give you a channeled message, and this is coming from Archangel Michael. And this is what he's saying. 12 years. My. 12 years is such a long time. Why, in the infinite amount of time that you are in existence, 12 years is is almost a blink. Do not wrap yourself up in time. Time is an illusion. It is something that humans create so that they can have something to judge other things based on. You are doing what is right for you. And it doesn't matter whether you've been doing what is right for you for 12 seconds, 12 years, 12,000 years. It doesn't matter. Do not put such importance on something that does not matter. You are here because you chose to be here. And you came in this lifetime to experience love and freedom and power. But you're not allowing yourself to experience those because you are thinking of every reason why you can't have those in your life. You don't have those in your life. It doesn't work in your life. You are creating all of these reasons why your life does not work. And you know that what you create is what you give power to. And you keep creating and giving power to what you don't want. And you know that that does not bring you what you desire. You know this. You know this in your heart. You've always known this. Stop beating yourself up over what has already happened. It doesn't do you a bit of good. Not a bit of good. Do not go down that path anymore. Make a list of what you desire in your life. And make it a simple list. The things that you truly desire to feel. Focus on your feelings. And make it a list of maybe 10 things that you desire to feel. And start every day by reading that list and giving yourself permission in that day to create all of those feelings. Let that be your focus for that day. And do this every single day. And anytime you find yourself going back into the, oh, I can't, or I'm such a failure, or any of that other talk that you don't need, pull out your list and go into those feelings. Do not allow yourself to be sidetracked or distracted or taken off of your course. You can do this. You have the power to do this. Let yourself create the life that you truly desire to live by being in the energy that you truly desire to experience. And let nothing else be important. You can change. You are changing. Don't give up on yourself. Never give up on yourself. We are with you. We are always with you. And we help you as much as you allow us to help you. Be in the energies that you desire and only those energies. You are transforming your life. We believe in you. We truly do. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you. So just sit with the message.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we are going to the caller from area code 951. Hi, who's this? Area code 951, are you there? Okay, we've lost area code 951. Alrighty. And don't forget that if you call in and you want to ask a question or get a message, you have to press the number 1 so that I know that that's something that you're interested in. Otherwise, I just let you listen. And just listening is absolutely fine. So guidance is saying that for each and every one of us, everything that we go through is beneficial. Even when it feels like total crap, it's still beneficial. It's still part of our evolution, our becoming who we truly are. And the fact that it takes years really doesn't mean anything. Because over the course of that time, you are changing. You are not the same person that you were at the beginning of that time. And I've been on my, you know, path to becoming this amazing person for 2 years. And I no longer look at the number of years because it really doesn't matter. Instead, I look at the moment. I look at how I feel now. I look at how my life has evolved and how much more joy I have in being alive, and how the relationships that I'm creating now are based in love, and they used to not be based in love at all, but I didn't even realize it. But now I see so much more than I used to see, and I've become so much more than I used to be. And I find myself enjoying my life. And some days I find myself doing absolutely nothing. And I feel good about it. Which apparently was something that I needed to go through so that I could actually allow myself to value me. It's an amazing process we go through to become. So don't ever beat yourself up over it, because there's no need to. You are making progress. Your life is changing. Open up to that. Open up to the truth of who you are being. And I want to encourage everyone to check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, because there's lots of information there. And there's things that you can do and say to heal your life by yourself right now. So take advantage of that. Allow yourself to change, because that's the only way things change. I will be back next week. I hope everyone has an amazing, fun week. And I send you all lots and lots of love. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.